Sure. Coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge, the back room of the cigar shop east or just west of this very location, it's the Cigar Hacks. Better known as a bunch of hacks talking cigars, etc. All right, Ricky, what do you say?
Hey, 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 we're sitting up here in Plastyle Cigar, our home base with our now cheers.
Now cheers, yes.
Now cheers. After a two-year reprise, they're back.
There's a new lounge.
All right, our panel of hacks for this installment. Let's start over here with the Mustang Mike. Mustang
I'm happy at home.
All right, there we go. Happy groin.
I pulled my groin.
He pulled this groin.
People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
He pulled this groin.
Well, I'm off duty for doing anything because apparently I can't get the right f***ing cheese.
That's right. That's right.
Just don't cut the cheese.
Don't cut it. I cut the cheese for him. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Detroit Steve.
The Detroit Breakdown. I said Motor City Shakedown.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah, you got a new All drop there. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. All right, happy to be here over at Blast House Cigar.
Alrighty, we almost always done, Alex the GC.
Just finished up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yeah, always almost done. Hey, Pat, what's better than eating a mandarin?
Eating a cherry?
Eating Amanda out.
Oh, so this show got dirty.
What do you mean gut? It always was.
There you go. One for you. All right, and it's a Nurse Rick, Enema Boy.
This town needs an enema.
The enemas for all babies.
It's Wild Will.
And still not working out. And welcome to Plastow.
Plastow.
Plastow Cigar.
Taco Steve.
Open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
All right, back at Plastow Cigar. A lot of good memories here. Especially this event we've been to a number of times.
I'm into that entry, though. That was good entry music. Yeah. I like that one.
We got the Reverend Habe.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, folks. It's going to be a pretty good show tonight. Just sit back, get your chair. Got 17 current events tonight. This night's going to be a pretty good night. We're at Plasto for the Masters event. So stay tuned and enjoy yourself.
All right. Since we're here at Plasto, we got Maddie the Magnificent.
They got the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, Maddie.
If you smell
what Maddie the Magnificent is cooking.
I've been saying that all day. It is what's that? So old.
All right. And then we have a couple of special guests here. We got Hugo in the background over there in the peanut gallery. We got Brian in the background in the peanut gallery.
Tony Montana.
And we have, Tony Montana. There he is. Tony Montana. All right. Eric Wentworth. Now, three leaf cigars. Here you go.
Love it. Is that Indiana Jones? I don't know what that is.
That's our Hacky Award music.
Oh,
that's our awards music. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, by the way, am I allowed to swear on this?
Absolutely.
You are.
Oh, perfect. Love it. Let's go.
All right. I got it. Okay. And then we got the. Did I get everybody? I guess so. Unbelievable. Producer.
Oh, boy.
Tripping over the board. I just did the same thing.
All right. And there's Matty the Magnificent.
Magnificent. Taking all the gear right off the table. Right.
Must have been sampling that tequila.
Yeah. He's had a couple.
Believe it or not, it wasn't me.
So, this is Humble Announcer Producer Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man! The man! The legend!
What? I just don't know.
All right, our segments include Hidden Earth Blind Cigar Review. We're smoking a three leaf tonight.
Yes.
And then we have some special stuff to go with it. And then we have the current events in the cigar world. We say, huh?
Oh, we're down to Q. We got Q. 17.
All right, right. And then Cigar Lounge Review, Local Spotlight. And then the Controversy Corner, where we expose the ugly underbelly of possible truth, long way to Hidden Earth Reveal, Hidden Earth Recap. Find us all in the usual places. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And since we're in Plastow, it fits that we go to Q on the list.
That's right. I did that on purpose. Actually.
What? If you don't know, you don't know.
If you don't know, you don't know.
You'll know soon enough. Don't worry. Just ask Mike. He'll tell you.
Should I be scared?
Let's smoke some cigars here.
Yeah.
We got a three leaf.
Got a nice cold draw to it.
Got the three leaf Habano going.
And this is the
Ecuador and Habano wrapper.
What's the size on this one?
It's 6x48.
This is like a double Corona kind of thing? Churchill almost?
It's like a skinny Toro. I should call it a skinny Toro.
Skinny Toro. All right. So, cold draw?
Got that classic Habano kind of flavor to it, I think. Earthy notes, woody notes.
We got floral on the foot.
A little sweet floral, yeah.
So I got a little story to tell you about this before we hit the light 'em up button here.
Oh, here we go.
Last time I smoked this cigar, which was the first one I ever smoked.
Is this when you texted me?
The last time I smoked this one, yes.
And we were
It was the last time I smoked this.
I'm a big deal. I have his number. Don't worry.
No, I have his number.
Because I texted you. That's true. I didn't know who it was coming from, but it was fine.
I'm smoking this cigar, and I'm saying, man, this thing is so savory. I could go for some, like, provolone or a charcuterie board.
Yeah, he was telling me he wanted a charcuterie board as he's smoking it. I'm like, is that a compliment? Is that how am I supposed to take this?
So
we want meats and cheeses.
We have meats and cheeses here tonight.
I agree. Provolone would go great.
Yeah, except...
Like, I think it's the perfect cheese to go with a cigar.
Yeah,
we only have Pat, so...
Well,
we sent the new guy to buy it.
Although...
It's all right. I can't read either.
We have a different cheese.
It starts with a P. It's fine. It's just going.
We have a different cheese.
Ran out of provolone.
As we light these up.
Okay.
That's why when he called you out on it, you go, oh.
Free to grab a piece of meat and cheese and pair it up with your cigar because I think it's going to be pretty good. All right, let's do it. So light them up.
Oh, that was loud.
That's what we needed. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Just what we needed.
I almost didn't make it tonight, but Ricky convinced me to come. Thank you, Ricky.
You're welcome. Is that what she said to you, too?
Yeah. By the way, whoever designed the label, it's a nice label you got on here. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Classy label.
Thank you. I'm going to take some cheese and meat again.
So
I kind of like this game.
This is a good game. So yes,
I noticed the top leaf is the smaller leaf. Is that have any significance? Is it because your leaf is smaller than Jim's leaf?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. As I'm choking on meat. Jesus Christ. Perfect timing. excuse me while I swallow. So the label was actually drawn by my daughter. We were drawn one night, and she likes to draw and watch movies. And I was just kind of drawn tobacco fields for some reason. And so she kind of started following what I was doing. And she was drawing everything with three leaves on the stock. And she drew one in specific that looked really cool with the, you know, smaller leaf. And it kind of fit because Jim has two daughters and I have one daughter. So that's what the three leaves ended up representing is our kids. So there's a little heritage to it, a little story. It was fun getting to design a logo, create a band, kind of do the whole thing without having to do it with somebody else watching and approving everything. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Kind of a DIY thing, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, chop them.
But your daughter approves.
I'd grab a cigar just for the band if I saw it somewhere.
Exactly. I think the band looks great. The bright white logo with the metallic background. Yeah, I think it looks awesome.
Anything with leaves or flowers on it, I get attracted to. So.
How'd you come up with the blend?
So the blend was kind of a twist off of EPH.
Okay.
So it's a factory we worked with before, which we don't disclose, and we didn't disclose back then.
What's back then?
When I was with Hammer.
Okay. And for all people that don't know, that's what I'm asking.
When I created EPH, we had a couple other blends that I didn't necessarily like better, but it blended better with different wrappers.
Okay.
And so we were going for a different cigar for the EPH, and I kind of always had these in the background. So when Hammer dissolved and my buddy and I decided we wanted to do a cigar line, we kind of had a couple things in the background, and so we brought those forward. We smoked them, and we tweaked them a little bit from there. We did add some Nicaraguan tobacco to the filler just to give it a little more beef, little more spice. And I think it worked out really great. I love the cigars. I mean, obviously, I'm biased. It is, my brand at the end of the day, but I do love it. And I thought we're bringing something into the market that is a mild to medium cigar. Our Connecticut is a mild. Our Habano is a medium. But we definitely don't have that full-bodied offering, but we have something that everyone can smoke and enjoy and get the flavor and nicotine and really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. It's going okay with the cheese and meat, isn't it?
It's really good with the cheese and meat. I think he crushed it on accident with the Parmesan.
I
just
got
to say, the Parmesan is killing it right
now. I agree. The Parmesan's actually pretty good.
This is like a soft Parmesan. It's not like that hard brick you have to grate.
Yeah.
So it works, yeah.
Sometimes God works in mysterious ways. I found this podcast. I'm doing me, and
you made it.
I made it work.
And sometimes idiots get lucky.
God, Pat, you're the only one doing you.
Yeah,
it's the Masters event. It's like saying you got the biggest slice I've ever seen. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, Stang.
You never saw the movie where the guy turns 45 degrees?
Happy Madison?
That's how I golf.
I should have worn my Bushwoods hat, but I had to wear my Plastow hat because, we're home.
Yeah, when in Rome, right?
Yeah. Well, I have a Bushwoods caddy hat, too.
That nice.
I got to start wearing that around more.
Came with a free bowl of soup.
Okay. So anybody else like the meat and cheese with the cigar?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Thank God for someone actually having to go out and get it, though.
Should you have put it next to me?
The first time I smoked this, the very first time, I thought it had a very distinct flavor, a very different flavor. So I think it goes very, very well.
It is interesting. I think you crushed it with the charcuterie board.
Yeah. Yes. When I smoked this thing,
it's
like
a savory cigar.
Just needed something to go with that. Yeah.
Works.
Yeah. And it really does. It really does. And it really makes this pop.
I could use some olives, though. Olive oil, olives.
Well, you should have bought it.
Delicious.
Well, Costas.
You were the guy shopping. So.
No.
Costas isn't with us. Costas is the olive oil guy.
It was a Costas joke.
Oh.
A little bit,
Yeah, we have some.
I guess I'm not
because I do love olives. So.
I was in the olive oil business with his father, but that was a long time ago. That's all.
So, what's everyone drinking tonight? Because we always miss this for the most part.
You missed the tequila that was here earlier.
It was a good tequila tasting we had earlier.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Very nice. Sorry. I don't remember the company name.
I wrote it down, and it was good.
There you go.
I made a picture because was it clean. It was a really nice vodka. It was called...
Except it was tequila.
Tequila, right. Maracami. Maracami, and they had this, looked like a clear version.
Yurikami?
And it Maracami with an M.
Yurikami?
Oh, shut up. And it was, and this is why we're having you read something tonight. Maracami. Yeah, and it was fresh, and it was nice.
It was delicious.
It was really delicious. It was the second one that killed me.
I got to thank JC for coming out.
Yes.
He was someone I worked with at Hammer and Sickle. He was on the vodka side.
Vodka John.
Now he's working in a tequila company. And so thank you for him
tequila,
for coming
John.
Out. Yep.
Nice.
And so Big shout out to him for coming out and doing that.
Excellent.
It was awesome.
Excellent.
Very nice. And I'm drinking the Beanball Bourbon Whiskey over here.
Nice.
Cooperstown.
I'm just drinking my own urine.
That's the smell?
That's it.
Steve does have a headset. Me and Steve, we're
drinking. So he just talks with his mouth full?
Yeah.
It's appropriate here? That's
Detroit Steve and you? What do you got?
I brought this Mill 77 beer called Citrus Arcade. It's a new brewery. Been digging it. We should do, we're talking about doing a podcast there, maybe outside.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the owner there is a cigar guy. So
Where are they located?
Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Nice.
And please, don't bring your guns. No, that's it. Switch.
I've seen we're in Plastow and I got a three leaf cup. I'm having a high noon, just to let you know.
Yeah, yeah, very nice.
I'm going high noon too. Big high noon guy.
What I tried the other night that was a little different was a fizzy hop.
Yes, that was good.
That was good. It's a seltzer.
Okay.
Flavored with hops.
Ooh.
I can't do that good. With the celiacs.
It's not alcoholic.
I don't think I can do that. Oh, it's not alcoholic.
It's not alcoholic.
So I'm not interested anyway.
But it's just flavored with hops. So
sounds like a waste of drinking to think about this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a ultra uber light beer, you know.
Right.
No calories.
Good?
Yeah, it was good.
Awesome.
There's no calories, no carbs, and no alcohol.
Boo.
It's just flavored with botanicals. Right?
Yeah, I never heard of that.
Botanicals, yeah. Hops. Yeah. Fizzy hop.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. All right. So what's on the agenda for today?
Was that what you were drinking when I finally won a game?
Oh, actually, maybe
it was.
Yeah, yeah. Up at Twins, yeah.
Yeah, you'll need to drink some more then, apparently, because if you're drinking that, I win a... That's a card right. game we played? Yay, I'm happy.
Good to go.
Blind squirrel finds a nut sometimes.
Yeah. So, Ricky Dude Troops there.
Hey, big shout out to our troops fighting the good fight here in this country and abroad. We honor you. We respect you. To those troops that are headed to Israel because we're about to get into a war with Iran. Well, it's going to happen. Anyway, be safe and God bless.
There's a controversy for you right there. We need a war to screw up the election. Ugh. Yes. He's nodding.
I thought we had Trump to screw up the election.
Yeah.
Why? Biden didn't do it well enough?
Yeah, really.
All right. Enough of that.
Fox News, here you are.
Okay. New England Cigar Expo tickets going on sale in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Is Three Leaf going to be at the New England Cigar Expo?
We will not.
Not be there. Okay.
We're not big enough yet. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there. We'll be supporting it. We're going to buy tickets to go.
Yeah.
We're not big enough to be...
Like a sponsor?
Yeah. It's, you know, we're still growing.
Yeah.
And we'll get there.
It's kind of pricey to...
In a couple of years, you'll see us there.
Because you got to supply like a boatload of cigars.
But it's worth man. Yeah. It gets your name out to so many people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's unbelievable what they put on at Two Guys. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Tickets go on sale on May 4th, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you get your VIP 2-day with 39 cigars. You get a regular 2-day with 39 cigars. You get Friday only with 18 cigars or Saturday only with 195 cigars. And you could win up to a pound of gold.
Excuse me, 195 cigars?
$195, 21 cigars. I'm sorry. One for me.
Wow. I'm going. 195 cigars. I'm going.
$195 for the Saturday only, 21 cigars. Which is a pretty good deal.
That's a good
deal.
And
it's all going to be prime, you know, premium stuff. It's not the bottom of the barrel things. It's something from all of the vendors there.
So you always get a good batch of cigars with those, for sure.
Yes.
So that's all I got in the news section. There are no write-ins this week.
No complaints about me?
No complaints. Oh, no. Nobody's not complaining. Used to it. It's just not happening. So what's new? News guys? Besides your...
Well, we got the Masters on in the background.
Yeah, what's going on
the
Masters
event?
What's happening
at the Masters event? We had some reps in here, except I don't see Nick anywhere. Anyone see miserable Nick?
No.
Nick, you got to be here for the running, baby. Then maybe you might get a vote.
Who are we looking for? Did I miss something?
Miserable Nick.
Miserable Nick from Rhode Island.
He likes to write emails and thinks he's funny.
He is funny. One of those guys he's
hysterical.
Real tough behind a keyboard. But, you know.
Alex is still waiting for you.
I bet he could kick my ass, so it's fine.
Uh-huh. Can we get a, what do you guys do there? What's that thing called? CrossFit training update? We use two guys.
Oh, you guys do CrossFit?
What do you want to know?
These two guys.
Oh, you didn't know
that's why you guys are sharing the look together.
You didn't know that already? That's I thought I talked about it 10 times when I walked in the door.
First rule of CrossFit, talk about CrossFit.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nope, nothing.
First rule of Bike Club is you do not talk about Bike Club.
What is CrossFit? So, like, one day you're coming in as a man and the next day you're coming in as a woman?
No.
That's cross dressing.
That's Planet Fitness.
I could do CrossFit.
Anybody could do CrossFit.
See what some guy did the other day at Planet Fitness?
Oh, yeah.
Full beard, mustache, everything. Walked into the ladies' room and undressed and just stopped
Mike,
hanging
Mike,
it
Mike,
all
stop,
up.
Stop, Mike.
What? What?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. All right. No, I need to, you know, he kind of looked like you. But anyway.
It's a no judgment zone.
Yeah, they arrested him, though.
It was like the guy that a few years ago up here in, is it Plastow or Kingston with the Planet Fitness is. He got completely nude because it was a no judgment zone and decided to go lift weights. They arrested him.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm.
And he kept on yelling, but it's no judgment.
Well, Mike, right. The one you were just talking about, wasn't it like a lady that complained about it? She got her membership revoked?
No, this is the news story. So the one. The lady up in Alaska had somebody come in and she complained to the management and they kicked her out. And so she went viral on it. So they've been in the news. They've got knocked down. So some guy realized, oh, this is okay to do. So he went in the ladies' room undressed and just wanted to show his strut his stuff.
Oh. See, they got to be like consistent with their rules, you know. If you got to let it happen, you got to let it happen.
Well, apparently he didn't self-identify early enough.
Oh.
So can I ask Eric a couple questions?
Go right ahead.
Well, we have them now.
Oh, yeah.
So, you came out with a Maduro, not a Maduro, a nope. Habano?
A Habano and a Connecticut.
And a Connecticut. Yep. Why? Why those two?
So, it's more to kind of what I like. I like a medium to milder cigar. We're going to be coming out with a fuller-bodied cigar in the next year.
Okay.
Right now, we're going to run with what we have and, you know, get wider before we get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just easier. So with a Maduro, I'll probably be looking outside of the Dominican Republic to do the Maduro full-bodied cigar.
Because
I just think you can get, I don't want to say a better quality cigar with a fuller-bodied cigar, but you can get something different that.
Right.
Just with fuller-bodied, it makes sense. To me, with Dominican cigars, a full-bodied Dominican doesn't hit the same way. So we're going to be, we're already working with a couple factories now, getting some samples,
right,
and you know, going through that process. So hopefully by this time next year we'll have another line out and we'll go from there.
Excellent, thank you.
So whatever happened to that cigar that you were making before the hammer thing all happened? I forget the name of it. You and Matty were doing this something.
Oh yeah, we were gonna do that? So Matt wanted to do a private label through Hammer called Games in Hand. Mm-hmm. And that might be coming back. That is still something that, you know, we at Three Leaf, we have to get a little bit bigger.
Yeah, yeah. Before that's not we can one of these.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's still a different thing.
That's a different blend. Mm-hmm. That's a different cigar. So hopefully that'll be something that comes out in the future. I would love to do something with Maddie here at Plastow. Mm-hmm. And that's something I kind of look forward to doing is doing one-offs for shops. Mm-hmm. And I like doing that, working with people and making something that they like. And
how's as far as production and getting cigars to the stores?
You know, we got our first order in.
Yep.
It was, you know, about 6.5 months to 9 months late, depending on whose numbers you were going off
right.
of. And right now, we are supposedly 4 weeks away from getting our next order, which kind of it puts us in a good spot.
We'll be
sold out.
Yep.
Definitely by the time that comes in at 4 weeks. But if it comes in at 4 weeks, it'll be just enough time where we're able to, you know, move through
it. Get it distributed.
So it is a difficult thing trying to figure out getting the product in and having it in time and selling it. And especially as a new brand, we had no idea how it was going to work.
Right.
And I got to thank all of our supporters because it blew up. We went way bigger than we thought we would.
Right.
You
have a place to store all your boxes and...
It's
my basement.
Yeah, it's stored somewhere.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, we anticipated on opening 20 to 25 accounts to start.
Right.
the way everybody bought, we slowed down from the start just to play it safe. And we were only able to open 10 accounts.
Okay.
Because of the reorders and trying to plan for the forecast with what they'd order for the events and all that stuff.
Except those 10 accounts are big accounts.
So, yeah. So we got into 10 good accounts and they really went hard with us. And yeah. I can't thank them enough because it's been unbelievable support from everybody.
Yeah.
How long has Three Leaf been out there?
We're a month and a half right now. We're very, very new. And the support has been absolutely amazing. We can't thank anybody or everybody enough. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've been seeing you at basically all the shops. You know what I mean? So the fact that you've only been, you know, out for that long and you're making it that big is pretty good.
Yeah, you know and it's, I mean? It's why I wanted to stay in the cigar industry because I've been in it for going on 15 years now. And just the relationships I've made and, you know, the support I get from people who, you think like you have friends. Right. Yeah, exactly. Like the hacks. Exactly. In any industry, and then when we announced that we were doing a brand and everybody reaching out saying, we're in.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yep. We're going to take it. We're going to support you. And then when they smoked it and they're like, oh, we want to double that order up.
That's awesome.
It was absolutely amazing.
They must have been eating some provolone with this.
I'm thinking Parmesan. I think he crushed it.
It really does work.
It does.
It's amazing.
It does. This goes with meats and cheeses.
Yeah.
It's like a really kind of savory. It's very different than your average Habano cigar.
Correct.
And the first time I smoked it, it was like something about this. And
it had a different taste to it.
Yeah. Just.
Maybe that's another line you put out there, meat and cheese.
There is one of those.
No, stay away from meat lovers.
If you come out with a meat cigar, that's kind of a tough name. That's,
you know, the hacks are still waiting for the hacks.
We can talk.
There's the meat lovers, and then there's the
Oh, yeah, the red.
Has the whole meat.
The red thing. Meat lovers from Saka, right, which are unbelievable. Right. And then, Tatawahe has the...
That whole...
Yeah.
Thing. What do they call it? The Cleaver series or something? Something
like that. Something like
the
that.
Pork chop.
Those are awesome cigars, too. Yeah.
But, well, Twins is running a special with your cigar right now at the bar. They got a nice pairing. I think it's like $20 or just shy of $20. You get a
$19.
So you get a cigar and they pair it with
the Traveler's Whiskey.
Yeah, which is like a collaboration of Chris Stapleton and Buffalo Trace, I believe.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Yep. It's a very good pairing.
It's an awesome pairing, and they're running that through all of April.
Yeah, through the whole month.
Yep. So
they have to get some Parmigiani ring.
It's awesome.
Up there too, right? Get that? Get it on the
get
bar.
It.
Get it up there. Get a chunk of protein.
Yeah, we got an event with them next week. I'm going to have to bring a bunch of cheese and meats now.
There you go.
It's going to make me go broke.
Just have Pat get it for you.
You just started a business. You're already broke.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It is wild starting your own business.
Yes, it is. It takes a different type of person. You're definitely taking a leap.
It's a terrifying, exciting feeling at the same time. Yep. Like, you can't sleep, but for a good reason.
Yep.
It's like it's Christmas morning again as a kid. You're just waiting to see what happens next. It's awesome and, like I said, terrifying at the same time.
It is. And I got to say, your story is amazing. The fact that you had that many people tell you, like, yeah, you should do this and I'm in if you do. And then they actually follow through with that. You know, that's really where the amazing part is, because I can't tell you, like, personal experience. I opened up a home improvement company.
Yeah.
I had 50 people telling me, all friends, oh, yeah, I got this. I got to get that done. I got to get this done. Well, then I quit my day job and I stopped my own business. Out of those 50 people, I had one.
Yeah.
And it was like, holy, what do I do now? You know what I mean? And it's definitely a terrifying but a great experience.
But the cigars are like a brotherhood.
Right.
Yep. So I really think it's different than any other industry. Yep. They really stand behind you and they're going to give you a chance.
And you sell exclusively in shops.
Correct.
Like, you're not online or anything like that. So
correct. If our brick and mortar retailers have an online shop, they can sell, but it's all price protected.
Right.
You know, we're not selling to the big online retailers.
Good.
And we never will. What's the price of these cigars? So before tax, you're looking at $10 for the Robusto, and then $11 for our biggest size, which is 6x54. So we're $10 to $11.
Wow. Are you just in New England right now?
We have a couple shops outside of New England, but for the most part, it is a New England-based company. We're trying to grow New England, you know, to where we can travel easier and,
right.
you know, yeah. maintain it and kind of feed the growth and maintain it. But we'll be growing soon, and we definitely do have a couple accounts outside that are, you know, close friends. We have some in Kansas, some in Alabama, some in Texas, but mostly it's, yeah, New England.
Are those cousins in Alabama?
No, you should have.
What are you getting at?
You should.
What are you trying to say?
You should have a connection up in Alaska with Jim. Jim was up there.
Yeah, Jim went to Alaska. That's a new connection. Yeah. He went there.
Yeah. So
he's traveled a bunch of places.
Or with Planet Fitness in Alaska.
So yeah, I do have to give a shout out to my business partner Jim. He's supported me from day one. Great guy. Not here tonight. He's in Puerto Rico with his wife, having a good time.
Wow, smoking cigars, no doubt.
Oh,
smoking
absolutely. Cigars.
So first time smoking this cigar. Compared to other Dominican Habanos, it's a little on the more milder side, I think.
Okay.
But it's still good. I mean, I like the flavor's been consistent throughout. Mm-hmm. I got a little hint of ammonium a little bit earlier on, but it's been...
The cheese takes care of that.
The cheese takes care of that. Okay. So.
Hey, Dave.
Thank God for cheese.
While we have Eric here,
yeah.
maybe we can do this little thing that... Dave and I came up with a new initiation for the hacks.
Oh, God.
And we're going to ask Pat to step outside.
Oh, we got this guy smoking a cigar through cheese.
That's we're going to have Pat step outside for a second.
Who's getting this?
We're going to give it to Eric.
Okay.
So, Eric,
yeah.
you know, for initiation, we have people do different. And so Dave and I came up with this.
Okay.
We want you to read it out loud right now on the show without pausing, no mistakes, and within 1 minute. You're going to get timed, and no laughing.
Okay.
Read it out loud.
Okay. One HVC, two Debonairs, three Umbagog Toros, four Lightier Lanceros, five Corojo and Criollo Placencias, six pairs of Don Pepin Cigar Black Label Robustos, 7,000 Macanudos in a plethora of perfumed bouquets, 8 Bolivar Figurados from the ancient humidified crypts of Cuba. 9 sympathetic, apathetic, cathartic, old rollers with a marked prosperity towards procrastination and slothfulness. 10 lunatic El Chiquito Maduros that are spherical, dominical dwellers of the deep who all stay around the corner of a Q and Quay the Quivera all the same time.
Okay. So we have 6 mistakes.
That is wild.
Bring out McGroin.
Why? Like, what?
So, we're going to have McGroin
do it. 6.
What is that?
6 mispronunciations.
Yeah. I want to say, first off,
it was pretty good.
I'm not a great reader.
Yep.
Not a great speller. All guesses.
I saw a couple words missed.
So, Pat.
Yep.
What we're going to do is we're going to have you read this within 1 minute.
Okay.
The rules are you must read it aloud without pausing, no mistakes, and within 1 minute. You ready?
Nope.
Tell us when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Ready? Give it to them.
Cigar announcer's test. 1 HVC, 2 Debonairs, 3 Umbagog Toros, 4 La Telero Lancero. 5 Corojo and Criollo Placenadas.
Thank God he got the cheese.
6 pairs of Don Pepin Garcia Black Label Robustos. 7,000 Macanudos and a plethora of perfumed boutiques. 8
Push past the thought. Just say it.
Yeah.
Just.
Bolivar Figurados from the ancient humidified crypts of Cuba. 9 sympathetic, apathetic, catatonic old rollers with a marked propensity towards procrastinating and slothfulness. 10 lunatic El Chicados. Maduros that are spherical, demonical dwellers of the deep who all stall around the corner of the Quo of Quay of the Quivery, all at the same time.
Did I read the same thing?
You read the same thing.
I'm not sure.
Pat made 10 mistakes and didn't make it to the minute.
So I just want to first off say, well, I like the game and I don't like the game.
Let us tell you where this came from.
I think it's stupid.
What we did was we looked at, this was an announcer's test. There was an announcer's test with some of these
for
words.
Radio, for being a radio announcer.
To be a radio announcer. And they had to read 1 HBC, 2 Debonairs, 3 Ombagag Toros.
We made it all cigars.
Made it cigars. 4 Letelier Lanceros, 5 Corojo in Criollo, Placencias, 6 pairs of Don Pepin Garcias, Black Label Robustos, 7,000 Macanudos, and a plethora of perfume bouquets, 8 Bolivar Figurados from the ancient humidified crypts of Cuba and Costa Rica, boys. 9 sympathetic, apathetic, catatonic old rollers with a marked propensity towards procrastination and slothfulness. 10 lunatic El Chiquito Maduros that are spherical, demonical dwellers of the deep who all stall around the corner of the Quo of the Quay of the Quibbery all at the same time.
It's a
I want to say he still had 6 mistakes.
He had a few there. It's demoniacal.
So,
demoniacal.
Yeah.
So.
That one got me, too, the first
time.
That was fun.
What was the time?
What did that prove?
That's nothing.
That proved that Javier Job is safe.
what did we just do there?
I think my buzz just got killed, honestly.
We did that because there are times when Javi isn't here.
And I've done pretty well.
You did excellent. You made one mistake.
I already said I don't want to do the current events anymore. All right?
Trust me.
Right.
You won't.
It's okay.
I'm not going to even do your landscaping anymore with this type of harassment.
You tell them.
The cheese is good, though.
Mike, you're hired.
Dave, do you have a drop that goes wah, wah, wah?
I do, as a matter of fact.
So, Steve doesn't have a headset on, but last week we had a bearded...
That Steve.
Yeah, this Steve, yes.
We're talking about Beard Steve.
Beard Steve, yes. Okay.
Detroit Steve.
Detroit Steve. We went, as you all know, we left the podcast a little early last week, and we went over to have a beer together over at Bonfire. And, boy, it was a fun time. Cool little place, live music, and...
Ricky came over to check on the two of you who were sitting there at the bar talking to one of them.
Did you guys do CrossFit?
Yeah.
Did you guys do, like, burpees and stuff?
No.
They did Chick Fit.
Chick Fit, yeah.
Pat was cross-dressing.
Yeah.
They were doing wind sprints between the two shops.
Yeah.
We told them to bring the girls back, and they didn't.
No. They were all giving up smoking for a while, so it was a good time, though. Well, we'll make it back over there again soon and give another update. But, you know, Ricky was like, you didn't bring any girls back? I'm like, Ricky, your first time at bat, you're in the major leagues, you're not going to hit a home run. You got to, you know, be up there a few times to understand, you know.
Hey, Tony Canigliaro did. Then he got beamed off the head. Then he came back and hit another home run.
Yeah, well.
Did you get a base hit?
You got a base hit, yes.
All right, that's all.
Yeah.
What does a base hit mean? I would like him to describe what that
maybe. Did you get a number?
No.
All right, then you didn't even
so get you didn't get a base hit.
That's second.
Some girls. Second bases get a number?
I thought.
You've got
what
a
game
weird...
are we playing?
Like progressive replay?
You've got a weird set of bases there.
Yeah. Well.
So what, you get a beanball off your head?
I'm bringing a beanball.
Steve, I did more talking to girls than Steve did over here. I was carrying all the weight.
Some girl said excuse me to him.
I'm going to the bathroom.
What time it was? It's 10:15.
Steve thought he just didn't have to say anything, and he would get the girls that just left you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that the play?
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
So. I was taking pictures with girls. I was.
Yeah.
Girls.
Did they know you were taking pictures with them?
Yeah. No upskirting.
Yes. Skirting. Okay. So you're gonna rock and roll pretty soon, so we can.
I got a few more minutes.
We can do the...
I just got another drink handed to me, so...
Oh, okay. So we can do the current events.
I'm here for a couple
then.
More minutes.
We can do the current events while you're drinking your drink, and then we'll do the rating and all that good stuff. Plus, I need some more cheese.
Did I get enough?
Did all the meat go? There's more cheese.
No, he's got a bunch of meat next to him. Shockingly.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know you that well.
Now you do.
Oh, it's not a bunch. There's a few slices.
Somebody like I said earlier, it was dangerous to leave that next to me.
Somebody has to turn the music on. Javi, you ready to rock and roll?
Yep, yep. Okay, folks, everybody was talking about what they're drinking. I have a very exotic drink that I'm drinking now. I am drinking
water,
PBR, non-alcoholic, with a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar as a chaser.
Nice.
Okay, here we go. Two Guys Smoke Shop, Salem, Nashville, and Seabrook, New Hampshire. Toscano Cigar Pizza Party in Nashville on May the 3rd at 6 p.m. with Michael Capellini at $10 per person, advance tickets only. Then we got the father and son, daughter, cigar dinner, and Aganosa owner Eduardo Fernandez and his sunny son, Max, at the Roma Restaurant in Haverhill, Saturday, June the 15th at 6 p.m. Oh. Italian dinner and two Aganosa cigars for $59 per person. Advance tickets only. Limited seating.
I'll be going to that.
Yep. Then we go on to Twins Londonderry, New Hampshire. The 724 Barbershop is now open. Now you can have cigars, get your hair cut, and have a drink. The shop is now open Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m. I have a three-leaf cigar event.
Let's go.
With Eric, Jim, and Brian on Friday, April 19th, 4 to 9 p.m. with a DuPont cutter and lighter.
Oh, did you know that was happening, or is this news to you?
This is news to me. This is shocking.
Okay. then we're just going up the road here a bit to Ash Cigar Lounge, Keystone, New Hampshire. Women's Wednesdays. Every other Wednesday, hosted by Katina. Cabarrus. The next one is this week.
Cuevas. Cuevas.
Pat could definitely do this.
Cuevas. The next one is this week on April 17th. Then we're going to Grumpy Cigar Lounge, Hudson, New Hampshire. They open at 12 noon, Wednesdays through Sundays. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with margaritas, cigars, and raffles on Sabato Cuatro de Mayo, 5 to 9 p.m.
I think you're just making up words at this point.
On Saturday, the 4th of May, 5 to 9.
With three-leaf cigars.
He said them right.
I said the date
Sabato
right.
Sabato Cuatro de Mayo.
That's a three-leaf event?
I think so. I'm very confused as where I'm supposed to be reading.
No, it says Grumpy Cigar and Lounge, Hudson, New Hampshire, now open at 12 noon Wednesday through Sundays.
Yep. We'll be
celebrate
there on the 4th
Cinco de Mayo with margaritas, cigars, and raffles on Sabato Cuatro de Mayo, 5 to 9 p.m.
So you can get your
Saturday.
Sabado.
You can get get your tickets for the expo and then go to that.
That's right.
It's going to be a good time.
Okay, next on the list is Cigar Shenanigans North Conway, Littleton, New Hampshire. 10% discount on all first responders and veterans. 28% discount for active duty military members. That's a good deal. Okay, then we go Nashville, New Hampshire. Eli's Spoken Lounge, Nashville, New Hampshire. Stogie Wednesdays, all cigars and whiskeys 20% off. Ladies' Night Thursday, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. $5 cocktails for the ladies. All ladies, go up there and get faced.
Javi will be right behind you.
Oh, Harvey can't drink anymore. Then we'll go on to the Diplomat Cigar Lounge, Key, New Hampshire. Every Monday is military appreciation with 20% off for active duty and veterans. Every Tuesday, all police, fire, and EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. That's another good deal. Ladies' nights on Thursdays. Then we go down to Worcester, Mass. We go to Victory Bar and Cigar, Worcester, Mass. 20th anniversary celebration on Friday, April the 26th. Food, raffle, and cigars at 7 p.m. The Victory open at Shining Rock Golf Club in Northbridge, Mass. On Monday, June the 10th. At $600 per foursome. Golf, food, cigars, and more. Support your veterans reserve today. Okay, then we go down to Rhode Island. Mr. J's Havana Cigar Lounge, Coventry, Rhode Island. Dinner for the Cure charity benefit on Tuesday, April the 23rd, 6 p.m. That's $6 per person, includes dinner and three cigars.
That would be $60.
Yeah, $60 per person, includes dinner and three cigars. Live music Saturday nights, 11 to 8 p.m. Then we go White Ash Cigar Lounge, still in Rhode Island, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Ladies' Night Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. with drink specials. Still in Rhode Island. There's a lot of cigar stores in Rhode Island. The Boulevard Grill and Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Comedy Night, Saturday, May the 18th, 6 p.m. That is $25 per person. Then we go Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club, Westerly, Rhode Island, Military Mondays. All active duty members receive 10% off their individual bill with a valid ID. Then we go out to the Keystone State, Pennsylvania, Best Cigar Pub, Drones, Pennsylvania. The first annual Smoke-O's Cigar Festival is Friday, May the 17th through Sunday, May the 19th. VIP is $250 per person, and general admission is $175 per person. Still in PA, Smoker's Ring Cigar Bar, Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Trivia night, Tuesdays, April 16th at 7 p.m. Then we're going down to Florida. I know Rick has probably been to this place. Mikasa Cigar Shop and Lounge, Barrico, Florida. Aganosa Cigar Event Friday, April 19th at 6 p.m. And that's Karen Berger Cigar Event Friday, May the 10th at 6 p.m. Then it goes down to Florida, Cigar Quarters, Haines City, Florida. Happy birthday to you, Anthony. King of the Cigar Quarters, Anthony's birthday party is Friday, April the 19th, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. And last but not least, Ricky's probably been to every one of these. Cohiba event with brand ambassador Sean Williams, Tuesday, April the 16th in Sand Lake. Wednesday, April the 17th, downtown. And Thursday, April the 18th in Lake Mary. All from 7 to 9 p.m.
This is Corona Cigar.
Yep. And then we have a Perdomo Cigar event with Nicholas Perdomo III, Thursday, April the 25th. That's 3 to 7 p.m. in the Sand Lake location. And Friday, the 26th, in Lake Mary from 6 to 10 p.m., and that's it, folks.
Great job.
Great job, Pat. Maybe Pat can't do that. That was impressive.
And, Pat, isn't something with comedy happening soon with your mom?
Oh, well, I was going to say, isn't this tonight the night that there's like three or four different cigar events going on the same night?
It is.
Yeah.
Where's Chuck when you need him?
Yeah, where's Chuck? This is breaking news for Chuck. Anyways, I have two tickets if someone wants to go tomorrow night.
I do.
All right, Ricky's one to Murphy's Bar up at Manchester. My mother's doing a stand-up comedy, so I have one more ticket.
Your mom's a comic? That's awesome.
She is a stand-up comic.
No, she's a riot.
Is the show sold out?
You got it? You got it, Steve?
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Okay.
I was thinking about going to Twins earlier before then, too.
I'll be there, actually. That's the only reason why Twins. I can't go. They're having their
Oh, yeah. Also, right. Very important.
Well, Ricky, you're interrupting Alex right now.
Go ahead, Alex. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, the Twins has their event tomorrow night with Foundation.
Yeah, but this is all going to air after that.
Yeah, exactly. So. But I was only
going to go up for a specific bartender that keeps on requesting my appearance. So
the bar will be open.
Tyler?
To the public.
No, she's got a little bit of longer hair and
Levi.
Yeah. No, he cut his hair.
Listen,
be nice.
Very very special event on May 10th. Very special event.
Oh,
for
yes.
All the hacks, Eric. We hope you can come. It's to benefit Comedy Chris. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Saddle Up. It's a meat raffle, so it's like bingo for meats, and it's a great take. They got a full bar.
May 10th. I should be able to be there.
7 p.m. Yeah. Yeah. And I think most of the hacks are going.
That's a Friday night, right?
Friday night. We're bringing our spouses.
And where is it?
Going up at the Saddle Up.
Oh, nice.
So we'll do the podcast after or something else?
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll do it during the week or something.
Yes. I don't know. But it's very important for our dear Comedy Chris.
Yep. Yeah.
You don't know where Saddle Up is, but you know where Ash Cigar Lounge is?
Same joint.
And if you don't know where Ash is, it's next to Saddle Up.
And I'm even bringing people from work.
Wow.
That live up in the area.
Okay, it's time for the old Hidden Herf rating.
Let's start with Wild Will.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Hey, I had a little trouble with the draw to about the first quarter. But after that, smoothed out, and I've enjoyed it a lot. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Okay. Taco.
So I liked Dominican tobacco. I always have. So this is nice and smooth. It's my second one tonight. I had one when I came in.
Was it better with the cheese?
It was good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Nice.
You crushed it with that. Uh-huh. You nailed it.
Such a cheesy
So
night.
I'll give this an 8.5.
Okay. Dave.
Oh, Javi's not smoking it.
Should he do a smell test? Because we've had people do smell tests before.
What do you mean, smell test?
Like the smell of it and stuff. I know Maddie did one once, and then even...
If I smell a cigar, yeah. I'm going to have to smoke it, and I can't smoke it.
Oh, so your noses are closed?
Javi's still on the lowdown here.
I'm impressed with that, Harvey. No smoking, no drinking. You're here. You're like in it. That's awesome,
he's
man.
He's lost a boatload of weight. Yeah.
Good for you, brother.
Yeah. Okay. So like I said, I smoked this one when it first came out, and I said, man, I need some cheese with this thing. What a difference. I mean, it's like night and day.
Yeah, it is.
It was like when I first smoked, it was like, there's something weird about this.
Don't have to keep on getting compliments.
And
I mean, really, this is just too much.
And it's like, I got to have some provolone with this. The Parmesan's not bad with this, I got to say. It's pretty good. But it really bumps it up.
The meat and cheese go great with it.
I was at like an 8 before. I'm at like a 9 now with this.
Yeah,
with
I love
the
that.
Cheese.
Excellent.
Love that.
Mustang.
I'm allergic to Parmesan, so I gotta stay off.
Damn. Did you try it with the meat?
But I had the meat.
Yeah. Okay.
And as I say, you gotta just keep smoking them till you like them. I'm in a 9.2.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Stan.
Mr. McGroin.
So, I know, Ricky, you don't like me talking a lot about cigars, but I'm gonna talk a lot.
Okay, so. Thank you. Okay. Detroit Steve. No.
What's your number?
So I smoked the Connecticut right when it came out, like the week after. Wasn't a huge fan of it. This one I like a lot better. Still had to touch up a little bit, getting some more of that ammonium to it. But it's still, like, burning pretty good. It's a decent cigar. I would smoke this again for sure. I'll give this a 7.5.
Okay. Detroit.
That one stings a little. That's fine, though.
It's fine. It's because we made him read.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really liking this one, and I got a nice long explanation from Eric when I first got here, so I appreciate that. It was definitely meant more now smoking and being able to kind of reflect on what we talked about. So, you know, like I said, I'm more on the Maduro side of things. I'm trying to pull myself back out of this, and this was really nice, really smooth, definitely that medium-bodied, and I really do like it. So I'm going to give this an 8.5.
Awesome. Thank you.
He's looking at it intense.
It's the GC.
It's kind of terrifying me.
Well, this is my second one tonight, and I've had at least 6 of these since you've been out. I enjoy the Connecticut, too, and I'm not a Connecticut guy at all.
The Connecticut's very different for a Connecticut.
It is.
It is something that's, I think, not on the market. But.
You know, it's a great cigar. You know, I buy it regularly. I am harsh on my ratings.
No.
I'm going to give it an 8.5, but for me,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty
that's good for you.
So how
that
is it?
Is high.
How
you
is
could
it
kick my ass
with
so
the charcuterie.
That's a 9.5.
The meat and cheese definitely made a difference.
It did
make a difference. Like, and I liked it before.
You know what, Ricky?
But it did definitely step the game up.
But when you have a snack, it makes everything better.
Not all the time.
If you have meat and cheese,
Ricky,
it's not a bad day.
Yeah,
Ricky, meat and cheese, booze, cigars.
I misspoke, Ricky.
Can't do it.
Ricky, I'm going to move this up to a 7.8.
It's your turn, Rick.
Okay. So.
Thank you very much. Next.
Yes.
This is my second one, and I like this. I'm going to give it an 8.5. It's a nice, mild, nice cigar. The cheese was awesome. Like I said, it had an odd taste, and it's nice. 8.5. I'd smoke this any day, and I'd smoke it on the boat.
Perfect.
And so our total score... comes out. Hold
Dave
on.
Did not get to rate
I did.
It.
Yeah,
did. Oh, you did?
Yeah, did.
I gave it a
9. Sounded like an
8.8.
Wait.
Way to pay attention.
I gave it a 9. I was an 8 before when I smoked it without the cheese, and then I'm a 9 now with the cheese and meat. With it.
You took the meat away from them, so stop paying attention.
Is that kind of like she was a 2 at 10 and a 10 by 2?
Yeah.
Obviously, besides not working on my body,
cigar,
I don't work on my brain.
I don't think that helps me, Stang, but thanks.
This cigar comes out to a solid 8.4. We got a good cigar here, folks.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Decent cigar.
Take an 8.4.
You know, so, Eric, one thing I like about the cigar, too, is that I have a few friends that I've just gotten, like, introduced into the cigar world. And this is one that I've handed out.
This is a cigar everybody can smoke.
Yep.
It is definitely, if you're full-bodied, you can appreciate it. As, you know, you heard by the ratings here, you know, it definitely has the flavor profile of a full-bodied cigar without the kick. But it's something everybody can smoke and not turn green and just enjoy it. And that's really what we were going for, is something you can just enjoy.
So for your next one, have you thought about toying around with the Pennsylvania Broadleaf?
So I've always struggled with getting a decent blend with Pennsylvania Broadleaf. And, I mean, that's me saying I don't blend by any means. I reach out to the factories in the Dominican Republic or wherever I'm working with, and I say I want a medium-bodied cigar with this. And everything I've gotten back with the Pennsylvania Broadleaf has just never been something I would necessarily buy again. So kind of leaning away from that.
You could just say no.
Right now, it's... I don't want to say no to you, because you can really hurt me.
What? There's nothing wrong.
He's a tough raider.
You know, the two cigars that I think... The two wrappers I think that would go great with this... would be a Maduro and an Ecuadorian Sumatra.
So we did try the Maduro. We haven't messed around with the Sumatra yet, but the Maduro, it was just a little too bitter. I don't know if the samples we were getting were too fresh. Again, you know, I'm not down at the factory blending and doing all that stuff.
Or even a Matafina.
But the Sumatra is something I really like the idea of.
I love an Ecuadorian Sumatra.
But for our next cigar, we're looking at moving to like Nicaragua.
Yep.
And try to do something there, which is actually, it's terrifying.
Right.
Because I've never worked with anybody in Nicaragua. I've never done anything with that. So it's a whole new game.
Senor.
And, you know, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So I just, go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, while I enjoyed this, I am looking forward to a Maduro line.
Yep.
Because that's usually what I prefer. But, the talk you had earlier about your next step, I'm really looking forward to that.
So that is one of the things, like, doing the podcasts and stuff, everybody who do podcasts smoke cigars regularly, right? They're more of a medium to full-bodied cigar crowd, and the majority of the cigar industry is a mild to medium. So your first offering, you really got to appeal to the masses as much as you can. And so our next one's going to be more, you know, for the geeks, as I like to say, the people who... Are just into it.
You don't have to justify what you came up with. I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not bad. I've enjoyed it. I just am saying I'm looking forward.
No, and we're excited to, you know, progress into fuller bodied cigars. Because also, you know, working with Hammer and Sickle, we never really had a true full bodied cigar. We had the Moscow City, which was the Connecticut Broadleaf that was a full-bodied cigar, but it wasn't, in my opinion, a full-flavored cigar. So I look forward to getting to make a true full-bodied, full-flavored, peppery, just totally enjoyable cigar that, you know, you have after a nice steak dinner with a glass of bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I look forward to doing that.
In a charcuterie board.
Yeah. Exactly. That is the fun part, is getting all the samples in and having to smoke it and, you know, do it. Smoke them and...
Smoke them if you got them.
Exactly.
So, I just I brought this cigar out tonight just because it's, you know, you, Eric. This is a Hammer and Sickles white label.
That's a trademark, right?
Trademark. And the flavor on it, I actually, for Connecticut, I like a little bit more. It's got a little more flavor to it, which is interesting. I mean, it's aged.
Plus, it's a lot older too.
It's a lot older.
I mean, that's
a cigar's old.
But, yeah. It's, glad you brought that up. Thanks. You like my old cigars better than my new one. Super cool.
Well, this was my favorite Hammer and Sickle, so that's why I...
And now it's aged.
Yeah.
I like the super old ones, so what can we do?
They're Berlin walls.
Now I'm glad I beat you in that reading test.
Well, the issue is, though, I'm having draw issues, and I didn't have it on the other cigars, so...
So with Three Leaf, we've had very few issues, you know, draw and stuff. We're very happy with the
production. Yeah, the construction was good on it.
Yeah.
Construction's very good. Yeah.
Yeah, even though I had a small draw problem at the beginning, I haven't had to patch it up or anything.
You were able to work through it, right?
It was really just like the first inch or so.
Yeah.
Maddie has heavy feet tonight.
Yeah. Maddie, we're going to need you soon.
I've got a small punch in here, and it's drawing great.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a cigar announcement test for you. Here you go. Read that.
One minute.
Go ahead.
No mistakes.
Go.
1 HVC, 2 Debonairs, 3 Umbagog Toros, 4 Letalier Lanceros, 5 Corojo and Criollo Plasencias, 6 pairs of Don Pepin Garcia Black Label Robustos, 7,000 Macanudos, and a plethora of perfumed bouquets, 8 Bolivar Figueratos from the ancient humidified crypts of Cuba, 9 sympathetic, apathetic, catatonic old rollers with a marked propensity toward procrastination and slothfulness, 10 lunatic El Chiquito Maduros that are spherical, demonic...
He's laughing!
Yeah. He's up to 3.
Demoniacal dwellers of the deep who all stand around the corner of the quo of the quay of the quivery all at the same amos.
He went from three Spanish mistakes. To Irish.
Three mistakes. Not
if
bad.
You smell!
All right, here's that.
It's demoniacal.
Yeah.
Here's three mistakes. Here's my cigar announcer's test. I'm out.
By the way, I believe every one of them said Umbagog wrong.
Umbagog. Umbagog is the name of the lake.
I always was told it was Umbagog.
No, it's Umbagog. We need to pull it together and
we call it Umbagog.
The conspiracy of the day.
Are we recording, Dave? Yes. I mean, like, we're this is part of the podcast?
Yeah. We're ready.
Something all right. So, Maddie, I want this to be on air. Maddie, I got a serious question for you. Maddie, serious question for you.
What up?
So, why do snipers and even battleships, when taking aim...
Don't talk about the Coleos effect, man. Kick you in your...
When taking aim, nope, take into consideration.
No one does that.
Yeah.
Ask a sniper. No one does that.
Yeah, they did.
No, they don't.
During World War II,
no,
they did.
No, they don't. Bro, no, they don't. All
right, Eric. Where are we at here?
They do.
Local spotlight, Plastow Cigar Company.
No.
Yeah. And the Masters event. Here we are. How's the Masters event going today?
It's going well, Dave. It's been a pleasure. To serve you all, and the Masters, it's the most prestigious cigar event of the year. There's no doubt about that. And
where's your green shoes?
It was as the right. Oh yeah, no, I put those. I don't have the green shoes anymore.
You didn't wear your Hammer and Sickle shirt either.
He has green underwear on.
Yeah, my underwear is green. So.
Okay, you got that going for you.
Close enough.
But it really doesn't matter. It's really about the cigars, and that's where I pass it off to Eric from... Okay, so...
He's done.
He not only left, but he took his chair.
Play the music.
Would you like a chair?
Oh.
Or you want to be...
We're going to talk about the lounge here.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Your chairs in the lounge now. Where'd you get these chairs?
Where'd I get them?
Yeah.
I know a guy.
They have tables on them, too. It's cool.
Yeah, they do. That's pretty dope, right? It's from the New York Mets. You're a Mets?
Oh, these are Metsy chairs?
It's a baseball team.
Oh, baseball chairs.
I feel like I'm back in school with the chair with the attached table on it.
But
you've been using it all along, so what are you complaining?
Did I say I was complaining? No, I just said I felt like I was back in school.
This is awesome. The lounge is back at Plastow Cigar.
A humidor has been removed from the back here.
Thank you.
To make room for the chairs?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Okay. Well, there used to be one here. Yeah. There used to be a TV there. Now there's a TV over there.
I don't even remember that.
Things are changing.
Always.
Always.
You know, this
I know a general contractor if you're looking for one.
This.
Well, you're going to put a second floor on. We'll put the upstairs lounge.
Yeah, open air lounge.
Put a big deck out back, you know.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
If we can get away with it, we will.
I'm really good with my late night deck picks.
Ooh, I like that.
It's good.
It'll never have a railing on it, but
oh, there'll be some railing on it. Don't worry.
In a couple of days,
nice.
Yeah, it'll take a couple days.
It's nice because I think we drove Maddie nuts for 3 years saying, "Bring the chairs back, bring the chairs back." But the chairs are back,
so yeah. So is there a conspiracy? Or what, like,
we're getting
what
to that. We're getting to that. So
we haven't even done that yet.
No, we're
talking about this.
We're in a cigar lounge review here.
We're still promoting your place here.
How are the chairs? Are they comfortable?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. I haven't tried one out because I walked in and they were all taken up and nobody's gotten out of them yet. So I can steal one.
Dave, you always sit behind the table, so what are you complaining about?
I got to want to try it, you know.
What the rock?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So if you want to do Controversy Corner, here we are.
So let's spin it.
Maddie, I'm going to give you the floor.
Give me the floor?
Yeah, you said you're picking the conspiracy of the night.
Well, I don't know. I feel like somebody else in the chat, whom I don't know, said they had a dope conspiracy. I mean, as for me, it's all about P. Diddy. I mean, Diddy is...
What's going on with the Diddy? Because
we don't understand about this. I don't really follow the whole Diddy thing. What's the deal, Matt? What's the deal?
With Diddy?
Yeah.
All right, so basically, here's how this works. So... Diddy ran, obviously, Bad Boy Records. He became a billionaire. And so the way the whole world works is that billionaires get into these positions because they bang people that are underaged. And then they film it. And then they get other people to do it. And then from there, they can kind of do whatever they want because the people that are in power are now compromised. And
this is the what's his name there?
Epstein.
Yeah, it's
it all rhymes.
Sure. Yeah, Epstein, Diddy, all of them, they do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And so when you sit there and you think like, oh man, bro, my politician is so stupid, it's not that he's stupid. It's most likely that he's compromised. Mm-hmm. And that's how it works.
Yep. Yeah. The ones that like little children are fed little children and they get filmed with the little children and now they're all done.
So in the P. Diddy case, wasn't it his girlfriend came forward?
Yeah, Cassie was one. So yeah, he did kind of beat the crap out of her and then like made her or literally beat the crap out of her and then made her stay in hotel rooms, which, you know, obviously not cool. And then he would also, like, I mean, it wasn't just Cassie, like, Justin Bieber. Mm. I mean, it's really disgusting what this guy did, but that's what's accepted in that circle of billionaires. And you think we're a joke. You think, I'm a joke. Mustang Mike's a joke. But in actuality, what we're telling you is true. And what we said 4 years ago is true. And these people... what they do is so disgusting that you don't even want to hear about it.
No. Yeah. Yeah. And when you tell people about it, they just block their ears and they block their eyes and they don't want to hear.
So will we ever find out the full web of Diddy and his ring and the people? And
I honestly don't know. So with Diddy, like... So if they're putting him through this, that means like he did something that pissed them off.
Right. That was my next question. Like, if he's in the circle, why is he now getting...
No, he did something that pissed them off. And so they're going to sacrifice him. And then nobody will ever know the people behind him. So like you all think like Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. No, he's not. He's not even close to the richest man in the world.
Right.
You have the Rothschilds, the Pesos. I mean, the families go
the trillionaires.
On and on and on and on and on.
And they stay off the radar and nobody knows about them. And they have connections everywhere and they run so much stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Like we had all known, Epstein was a Playboy millionaire, but somebody, Wexler there, stepped up and made him a fake billionaire. Mm-hmm. And Epstein was never a real billionaire.
Epstein never, look into this guy. He never did anything.
No.
The guy was a joke.
Well,
he
most politicians don't do
anything.
No, but he never did anything to make money. He was all of a sudden, he just became a billionaire. And it was built to get access. Same with Diddy. They set him up with all these contracts, gave him all this money, so that then he had access and he could bring people into his little web and he could record them and take any compromise.
He's just another pawn in the whole thing.
Yeah, right? No, Diddy, Epstein, Jay-Z. I mean, you wouldn't even believe the names if I said them.
I heard Drake.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, but whatever. Yeah, no. So, Drake. Drake had a rap battle with Diddy. That was pretty cool. And Drake owned him, bro.
Well, yeah, Drake's much better rapper.
So much better rapper. But, I don't know about Drake. I don't know what his deal is. But, Diddy definitely banging kids.
Yeah.
So what happens, and you asked, does it come out? The truth comes out, but what happens is all the mainstream media won't report it.
Well,
so if
true.
They don't report it, nobody ever hears about the truth.
Right.
So we read, we get our information from other sources and we're not watching the regular mainstream media. And that's why people think we're off the wall. But all the stuff we've brought over the couple of years, everything has turned out, 90% of it's turned out to be true. And the other 10%, you guys just don't know it's true yet.
Yeah.
And you just, want to throw us under the bus when we say it. And you're taught to shut us down.
Yeah.
So when we say anything that's alternative and outside the realm, you're taught, shut them down. Don't listen to them. Make fun of them. Say bad things about them. Call them a conspiracy theorist and disparage us. And that's what happens. Mm. Most people I don't talk to on it because they don't want to hear it. They want to block their ears, block their eyes. But now, Diddy, this stuff comes out. I'm sure more of the Epstein stuff. Hey, how many people are on Epstein's list? How come none of you guys know?
Right.
Exactly. This is the most amazing thing in the history of the world. Ghislaine Maxwell,
right.
Epstein's trafficking lady, was convicted of trafficking kids to nobody. No one else has been named as the people that she was trafficking kids to.
Right.
And that's the world that we live in.
Yeah.
Yep. They're all protected. They all protect each other. Yep. And until it all starts.
So when people step out of line like Diddy did, that's when they get called out for it.
Yeah. But they hide all his victims.
Do you know why? Or can you speculate on how he stepped out of line?
With Diddy?
What would cause someone in that situation or position to step out of line and now be...
Honestly, I got to tell you, I don't know.
Would it be leaking information, knowing something that you're not supposed to know?
Diddy obviously knew a lot of stuff.
Right.
I mean, Diddy, look at the tapes that this guy had. It's disturbing what the hell he did just on YouTube, which forget about anything behind the scenes and all that.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know why they went after Diddy.
No more need for him, possibly.
Exactly. Yeah, no. But
to change up the routine of the news, to take away from the Bidens and whatnot, too. That could be a part of it.
To
throw another thing out there that's different, that's,
He gets too big for his britches and something, and all of a sudden they call him out on it.
Yeah.
Or some incident happened that they couldn't hide anymore. So to protect themselves, they dumped him. They basically wanted to knock him down so that he doesn't have any power over them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's been coming out through channels like this, the Hex.
This is a channel.
No, for real. And other channels. And I mean, it's getting more and more to the point that they can't. They just this as Stang said this afternoon. There's not enough black SUVs to pull up. On people.
On all of us.
It's we all get it now. This is what the f*** you guys have been doing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right. And the more people who know and talk about it, they can't track us all.
Right.
They already track anyone they can. That's why they pull the stuff.
So, P. Diddy, young lady came forward. Two young ladies. He's being hit with major civil lawsuits.
Yeah.
And that's what brought Homeland Security to his house. And obviously, somebody came forward and one of his victims, who was a girl, former girlfriend, and they hit him with a major civil lawsuit. So there has to be something to it for them to get involved to this extent.
Well, there's a lot of lawsuits that.
Yeah, so with Diddy, it's not the police, it's not the FBI, it was Homeland Security,
right,
that invaded Diddy's compounds. So, and it was at least two different locations. in homes and stuff. And they arrested his kids. They put him in handcuffs. I mean, it's really bad. And if you actually look on the internet, it's like Gene Deal, like Diddy's old bodyguard. Like, they're telling you what the hell happened. And it's amazing because everybody just sits by and is like, well, you know. No, he's telling you what the hell happened.
And they canceled all his contracts. Like, he had a big contract with some alcohol brand that he was making lots of money on and a few other
things.
And then, yes, and so at the end of it all, they realize that he's got, like, all these beautiful houses, but he's got over $100 million in mortgages. And so they're going to collapse him because they shut off the cash flow going into him. And so now he's fighting off these charges, got no money coming in. It's just over a period of time, you're going to see him lose everything. Mm-hmm. And he's just going to be, you know, right out there.
And he's going to be gone. But here's the thing. The people that took him out, nah, they're fine. You have no idea. So Elon Musk with his 52 billion or 100 billion, it's not nothing.
Yeah.
The United States runs on debt, and the debt is borrowed from the Federal Reserve, which is private banking systems, and the people that own that, they got the real money.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got the printing press. They can make money, eh? Like Mayor Rothschild said, give me control of a country's monetary system. I care not who makes the law.
CC.
Wow, you guys are smart.
If you smell! And what the rock is good.
All right.
So what is that, from? What is that all about?
Yeah, what is...
Oh, that's wrestling.
Wrestling.
Oh, it's a wrestling thing.
Yeah, no, that's wrestling. Yeah, I'm a wrestling fan.
I thought it was a Masters thing.
You got to be there because Ricky knows about it. It still might come up. We might have a special guest on.
What's that?
And he's associated with wrestling a little bit.
Yeah. We had a guest last week who was, with boxing.
Well, right. I heard about that and whatnot. But anyways.
I just have something to say about these controversies.
Oh, here we go.
About the... Especially like P. Diddy situation, right? The only reason they get the air is because they're famous. But there are tons of people out there who have done pedophile things. I mean, for the most part, I don't give a crap. You know, okay, he did something wrong. Great. Arrest him. Put him in jail. But it's not a controversy in my eyes.
Nah, it's all the other people that are not getting picked up.
It's the that's reading between the lines.
See, he's the fall guy. He's the scapegoat.
Yeah.
So the definition of a conspiracy is two or more people conspiring to do something. And so when multiple people get together and they plan something out, that is the definition of a conspiracy. So anytime a crime's committed, if you do it all by yourself, it's a crime. If you and a friend sit there and say, hey, we're going to go commit this crime, you and that friend have conspired to do that crime. So by Diddy, it's the fact that it's a conspiracy because he's involved in all these other people that he did his crimes with.
If four guys decide make a plan to rob a bank, that's a conspiracy?
Yes.
Okay.
That is the definition of conspiracy.
Okay.
To enlighten you just real quick, going back in the old day, when people, after the death of Kennedy, people started talking about alternative theories.
Right.
And to shut them down, the CIA coined the phrase conspiracy theorist, and they disparaged anybody who was questioning the death of John F. Kennedy as a conspiracy theorist. And what they did is they built this into the narrative so anybody they wanted to shut down, if you talked about an alternative way of dying with John F. Kennedy, you were labeled a conspiracy theorist and everybody was told, don't listen to this person. Don't even listen to what he's talking about. And that's why the word is used. But the true definition of a conspiracy is two or more people planning something out.
Well,
crime. Basically, it's a conspiracy excuse a crime.
Couldn't it be one person?
No, because if one person, they don't conspire with another person.
Right,
conspire,
the
definition makes them another. Yes, there's multiple people.
Right. And then you have, you know, I'm gonna go to Roswell. Okay, mm-hmm. So back, what was that, 1930s? 1947. 1947, they said that a spaceship lands in New Mexico, right. And there's this whole thing surrounding it. And years later, a god comes out who actually worked where they supposedly stored.
At Area 51?
At Area 51. And this god comes out and says, yeah, it's true. There was something, but we were all led to believe one thing. And now there's a question of, Jesus, did they lie?
That I believe as a conspiracy, but someone who did something stupid like pedophilia, right? I don't know. It's.
I feel like you're downplaying that.
All right. So
somebody has done something absolutely sick.
But let me ask you this: if you were accused of it and you knew 10 other guys, wouldn't you spill names to help save yourself?
Not necessarily.
Not in this situation. They're all in bed together, but
yeah, but if those guys came after me, I'd throw their names back out so that they could be investigated and stuff.
If you were guilty of it, okay, that's the problem. When people, once they're guilty of it, right, a lot of times they shut their mouth because they're afraid of, you know, having other charges against them. So they don't, you know. They're not all going to turn each other in.
But what you're saying is really exactly what happened with the whole Epstein Island. People started shelling out other people's names that were on the island, yeah. You know, to get other people to, oh, we're going to investigate this.
So the other way they shut it down very quickly is if somebody they bust and they want to shut them up, they don't threaten them. They threaten their family, their children, their parents. So if you're in trouble and they say to you, if you open your mouth about anybody else, we're going to kill your whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole different. Now you got to shut up. You don't care about your own life, but you're worried about other people.
Because they have everything on you.
That's how they did Jacqueline Kennedy after the assassination of Kennedy. The theory was that they threatened her two children and said if she said any inside information about how her husband was killed right in front of her and passed any information, said anything, they would kill her children. And she had to shut up.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too simple-minded, or I see things too much in black and white. But some things that are brought up as conspiracies, I just see as
let me put it this way:
people that are committing crimes and not. I understand what you said, Mike, about the actual definition, but
I see where you're coming from, because before I joined the podcast, I was very simple-minded and. I see where you're coming. And listening to Mike, listening to Maddie, you know, sometimes more so Maddie, you know, I don't agree with Flat Earth. But, you know, it's when and the conspiracy theorists I watch, you know, if you agree with them or not, the fact is right that your mindset's in a certain school of thought. And when you're open to these things and you start opening your mind to different things and possibilities and all these, your eyes literally open in this school of thought, you start seeing things in a different way, and you start, you know,
questioning the narrative.
I mean, to put it basically, you drink the Kool-Aid and you drink it.
To close it out, I'm all about free speech. And free speech is having the right to float any theory out there that you think or potentially believe. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't totally believe it, just by putting it out there gets people talking about it. And when we as a nation, as a government, shut down people from talking about any theories, alternative that they be, we're in trouble. We need to free think everything, because sometimes my wild theory isn't correct, but it cues in you to come up with the correct theory.
Yes, we did talk about this after last week's show, and I agree with you on that.
I'll leave you at this, that this is what it's all about. What I'm 100% behind total free speech. Everybody should be able to talk about anything they want. And instead of disparaging them, at least listen to them. You don't have to believe them, but don't disbelieve them. Don't shoot them down before you look. And even whatever theory, whether someone's talking about flat earth, okay, all right, I'll give you on this. Go spend 40 hours proving the earth is round, and then go spend 40 hours proving the earth is flat, and then come back. After you do 40 hours of research on both of them, then come back, talk to me, what you find.
It's when you listen to it enough and on.
Exactly what you just said, my brother has mentioned before, and we've actually, in fun, given Pat some on this.
No.
Because.
Ever. on me?
You can literally have a thought in your head and go on the internet, that could be completely wrong, but you could go look that up on the internet, and you're going to find things that prove your thought, even though it's dead wrong.
Yeah.
It's just there. If you want to find it, it's there. But I'll leave you with this. You want to talk about free thinking? At least OJ can finally rest easy knowing that his wife killer is finally dead.
That's a great way to end this.
And I'm going, but I want to just, I want to wrap around on that. Somebody last week planted an idea that I've never heard before. And he said
that
OJ's son did it and that OJ was protecting him. So now that's a crazy, everybody might say that's a crazy theory. But before I say that's true or false, I would like to go down the path of looking into it and see if there's any truth or evidence to that idea. Instead of just knocking it off, my idea would be I'm going to dig and see if I can find anything that correlates that as potentially true. It's crazy as it is, he's dead. We all, you know, whether you think he's guilty or not, obviously he was found innocent. So, but the end of the day, we don't know.
All options on the table.
Did you know that in the last few days, any doctor, friend, family member, or anyone who showed up at OJ's bed in the last 5 days had to sign an NDA before they went into the room?
What's an NDA?
Non-disclosure.
They had to sign to it, and under penalties or whatever. So I'll just leave it at that. So if OJ had a deathbed confession, we're never going to hear about it.
You know, it's funny.
Eventually we will.
We could. You know, I'll tell you something. I remember something that happened right here in Plaistow, New Hampshire, maybe 6-7 years ago. We hear, you know, everybody in this room knows what sex trafficking is. Well, there was a day here in Plaistow where of a sudden a slew of police, FBI,
bunch of black SUVs.
Lot of police showed up because of sex trafficking right here in Plaistow, and people got busted. And that was when people started to say, like, us, holy this really exists.
Your neighbor could be.
You hear about it, you don't believe it, and all of a sudden, lots of black SUVs are showing up, and these guys are government, not just local police, saying, hey, we just busted up a very serious sex crime and sex trafficking. And you think, oh, my God. And it's the same thing. Kennedy, they said all the paperwork and all the reports were going to come out to the public. But they didn't. They still concealed a plethora of papers. And we'll probably never know what really happened.
And President Trump said he was going to release it. And then after he saw it, he decided not to release it.
Right.
So it's something so bad that President Trump decided not to release
it. Or he
it
got
was aliens.
Or even he's compromised in that aspect possibly too.
Well,
they have something on him that doesn't allow.
They may have threatened his children and said, if you put this out, and that's how it goes. They got you.
Maybe his uncle, or something with that. His family.
There's lots. Yeah, we can go. All right, so we got to move on. we conspired out.
Thank you. And Maddie has moved to the front of the building, so he's not here.
Need another drink.
I hope you learned something there.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. That brings us to cigar recap. Anybody need another one of these?
No.
Some more cheese? I got more cheese over here. Go ahead.
I'm full. I'm actually...
How come the crackers never made it out?
They're right there. You want one?
I'll have some crackers, actually.
Send them over to Pat. They're open. Somebody got them. Somebody got
them. I opened them because, I bought them.
Well, we got the cracker conspiracy.
Yeah.
What'd you call me?
So what are those Ritz chips?
Yeah, they're like cheesy, peppery, garlicky. Yeah,
those will go good with cigar, too.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
Nice and salty.
So let's recap the cigar here.
Thank you.
Smoking my second one.
Same.
Because it was so good with the cheese.
Yeah, you're already on to a second.
Yeah. Yeah, I bought a box. It's all good. Or if anybody wants one, right here.
All right. You talked me into it.
There you go.
Twist my arm. Thank you.
Yep. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'll take another one. These are good.
See? You're the best.
So, Mike.
Which did you get, Corojo or Habano?
The same one we smoked.
The Habano.
Okay.
Does this replace Hammer and Sickle for you? Is this your new go-to, or what's...
Sure. I mean, if I have a Berlin Wall, I have a Berlin Wall.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
But they're few and far between these days, so yes, I'm enjoying these.
Uh-huh. Good. Berlin Walls.
I know somebody who has a bunch.
I so do I.
You know some people in low places? All right. Yep, we'll have to...
some low places. Low people.
Don't start laughing at me if I fall out of this chair.
I'll offer my unique services.
There go your crackers.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to have to conspire to get a few of them.
No, that's not a problem.
Oh, I got a good question.
We got you covered.
Will, do you actually end up talking to Sean? You had to eat the crackers, huh?
He's eating
crackers. You had to go with the crackers, didn't you?
I was going to talk to them about working there, and then as I thought about it, I live in Boston. That's like an hour drive to get there. It was going to be spending most of my earnings just on gas and time driving. It's a dream of mine to work with the cigars somehow or another, but that was just not the right opportunity.
Right.
And I felt bad when I did tell him, because he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I like twins. I just did not see it as being a very feasible operation.
Yeah, I was just shooting the shit with him, and I knew you were talking about it, so I just mentioned your name. Yeah. I figured it.
But now I've got his number, and I can harass him anytime I want.
There you go. Good stuff.
Final thoughts on the cigar here? Now that you guys get your second one?
It's good.
Good.
It's good. I enjoyed it. Or it's something that I'd pass out to a newbie that's had a couple and want to maybe...
It's a good starter.
Jump up the,
it's a good starter
jump up
cigar.
The rank.
Yeah, I would give this to someone.
Break out the cheese and crackers and meats and hand them one of these, and they'll be a cigar smoker for life.
You know,
maybe that's how I get a girl to start smoking cigars. You know, have a nice date, have a charcuterie board.
Well, first you got to get a date.
Oh, yeah,
hey, when they came out, I had the catch line for it. Three leaves, smoke them till you like them.
But the...
that's a great line.
Truthfully, though, I think this is actually a pretty good, like, golf course cigar. And I don't mean to sound like...
Well, the Masters is on, so...
Right. But, like, this is something that's, for the price point, for $11, $12, you know, you can grab a handful of these, hit the course with your buddies and stuff, everybody will enjoy it, you know. I think it's a good cigar for something like that.
Okay. Like I said, I enjoyed the cigar, but I'm really looking forward to the next release.
I agree.
And it was a mid-8s rating. Decent stick. All right. Wrap her up. Thanks to the panel and all the guests. Come on, everybody's out in front of the building now, and Eric's out of the building, and Eric has left the building. Yeah. All right, our esteemed controversy specialist, Mustang Mike. Mustang Sally.
All right, I'm leaving here tonight with some new crazy theories to look into. I'm not going to believe or disbelieve them. I'm just going to investigate.
Uh-huh. Pat McGroin.
I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
Well, it's been another good night. I got no funny one-liners or anything tonight, but spring is here. I'm happy to see some flowers outside. Thank God.
Yeah. Oh, some daffodils on the way.
Daffodils, forsythias, you know, deciduous azaleas, Andromeda, pyrrhus.
What dress he's wearing.
Next week you can borrow some of your mom's one-liners from tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Lunatic El Chiquito Maduros. You know, some demoniacal.
Yeah, let's not do that again. No, that's not as funny.
Yeah, that was good. All right, let's go over to the GC. Always almost done.
Just finished up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yep, always almost done. Almost done with my second cigar. So Detroit Steve over here, since you're in the fitness world, I got a question for you. How do the elderly keep those hot bodies?
How do the elders what?
Keep those hot bodies.
Keep those hot bodies. Guessing something with a crematory.
Cremation. You
there
got it.
Go.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
All right. Detroit Steve with his new drop.
The Detroit Breakdown.
Oh, the city breakdown.
Set the city shakedown.
Yeah, it was a good good episode. I definitely feel smarter and dumber at the same time after listening to that conspiracy corner there.
That's our objective there. All right, Enema Boy, Nurse Rick.
This town needs an enema.
The enemas for all. Nice episode at our home cigar store.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been here.
How are those games going? They're
going good.
Nice.
All right, and we got the Wild Will. Still going to the gym? Maybe not. Girl, look
at that body. I work out. Yeah, forget about the body. I got to start working out that mind. Apparently, I get most of my news through this group, and that's dangerous.
The guy we haven't heard from since the beginning of the show, Taco Steve.
In your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
Yeah, it's nice to be back at Plastow Cigar. Hopefully he keeps this lounge open. It's nice to be 15 minutes away from somewhere.
Yeah.
Rather than have to hop in my car and drive 35 minutes.
You're always 15 minutes from somewhere.
From here.
Yeah.
35? I wish it was 35.
Yeah.
All right, then we got the Reverend Harvey.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed the program. We'll be back next week, same place, same station. Hopefully I'll be back if I'm feeling better. Thanks for listening, and God bless each and every one of you.
Did anyone else notice that the entire podcast, Harvey didn't look at any of us? He just kept his focus on the Masters tournament on the TV?
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
Well, hey, right. You know, I mean, I've never played golf. I mean, I dealt with it a little bit when I was in high school, but...
Well, he's a master at debating.
But, no, it's just interesting, you know. I think it doesn't turn. I just can't see hitting a little ball with a big stick. It's like being a bully, you know.
He's looking at the azalea flowers. Okay,
we love you, Harvey, no matter what.
I was looking at the women.
Oh, you know? The women! There you go.
Okay, up in the front of the store, we got Brian, Dennis, Hugo, Maddie, and a special thanks to Eric.
Yes,
the building
on the show.
This is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man! The man! The legend!
And thanks to the listeners. You made it through another one. Our social media tag is Cigar Hacks all over the usual channels. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
Send us an email, CigarHacks@CigarHacks.com. Could use a couple more mail-ins.
Yeah.
Okay, see you next time at Cigar Hacks. Remember, we're just a bunch of hacks. Talking cigars and cheese and meats.
Oh, yeah. Onion, poppy seed, garlic, and sea salt chips.
Is that what's on those?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't had one of those yet. All right,
pretty good.
Well.
All right, see you next time on a Cigar. Bye.